It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, welcome to our locally produced and broadcasted show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host. This is a show that's a local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays on Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great shows in a row. We hear at Fairbanks Foodies, followed by the Grape Encounters. Then we go into What's Cooking and finish off with the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take care of your palate on Saturday night. We have great sponsors for the show, the Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, and Ivory Jack's out in the Goldstream Valley. On this show, we will explore meals you can make, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants you can try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. I have with me tonight my panel of experts. In the studio with me is Melissa Burnett, otherwise known as Rock Candy. Why do I call you that, Melissa?
So I'm hot, sweet, and sticky.
Well, you're also the program manager at the radio station, and no ad gets on the air without your personal wonderful treatment, and I thank you for doing that.
That's right.
We also have my Philly fanatic, Rob Hicks.
He's
from Philly. He brings his food knowledge from the East Coast, their styles, tastes, likes, and dislikes. And he's opinionated in all those good things of food and beverages. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. Tonight is all about making sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
You're the experts. We're going to bring it. We're going to describe sandwiches that we make, how we make it, how they taste, and what it means to you. We're going to start out with ladies first.
Of course.
How are you doing there, Melissa?
I'm doing awesome. How about you?
Doing well. What is this? What is one of the sandwiches that you enjoy that you make at home that you feed your family?
You know, I don't even have a name for it, but it's a steak sandwich, I can tell you that.
Oh!
Yeah, but like I don't really, it's kind of like a slider recipe that I got off of TikTok, which is a video app, right?
Uh-huh.
And you would think that stuff like that wouldn't be on this, but it is. And pretty much what I do is, you know, the Sweet King Hawaiian, the King's Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Yeah, yeah, they come in like the 12 pack.
Yeah, those ones. So I get those. I usually get two packs of those. And I cut them in half and I place them in the pan. Now, on the stove, I have, so over at Fred Meyer in the freezer aisle, you get these things. I don't know what else to call them. I think they're called like steakums or something. I don't know, but they're very thinly sliced pieces of steak. It's like Philly steak almost.
Where's this at? What store?
At Fred's. Well, okay. You can get them at either Fred's
Meyer's.
The
freezer?
In the freezer aisle. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's thinly sliced steak. Now, you could also do this with fresher cuts of steak if you'd like, but I do the frozen kind. And I get onions and green peppers, and I kind of fry those all together.
Saute them up?
Yeah, saute them up real well. And then I take that and I set it aside. On the rolls, I have them prepared a garlic butter sauce. And I spread that on the rolls. And then I place the meat on it. Place the rolls together. I forgot the cheese. I do cheddar. Some like provolone. Provolone's really good on it, too.
You're talking with an Italian here.
Yeah,
darn
provolone.
Right, I prefer provolone.
I prefer cheddar just because I'm a cheddar guy.
That's because you're an American.
Yes,
yep.
Yes,
you're all American.
All American. I like my cheddar. But I do cheddar. Yeah, I like the cheddar.
Say that again, Rob. What do you like?
Provolone.
There you
okay.
go. Yeah, you can use provolone. And then you place that on there, place the top on. You put it in the oven for about 15 minutes. And then when you take it out, you spread more garlic butter sauce on the top after you let it cook because you don't want to get it too soggy. So then you put it back in with the garlic butter
garlic
sauce.
Garlic butter sauce?
Yes, it's a garlic butter.
One more time. Garlic butter sauce.
Yes. And you got to put that on top. That's the kicker to it. And let it back in the oven for like 5 minutes. And you pull it out and you got these yummy, delicious steak sliders. And they are butter of the gods. I do them for Super Bowl every year. They're great.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
And Fairbanks, this airs on a Saturday night. And the next Sunday is the Super Bowl.
So
you too can do this.
Yes.
Wow.
You can, and the recipe is real easy. You can actually Google it, you know, steak sliders. It's real simple. It's not like it's a secret recipe from my grandma or nothing. It was something I stumbled across, and they're amazing. And I've been making them for a couple years now.
And the Hawaiian king
the
bread.
The Hawaiian king loaf.
That's so soft.
Yes, and that's, I think that's the kicker. I've tried these with other types of buns and breads, and no, you got to do it with the king's Hawaiian rolls. Those are the kicker to it.
You know, it's interesting how the bread makes a sandwich.
Yes.
Bread makes a sandwich.
Totally makes a sandwich.
Rob Hicks, what do you got for us?
I'm going to start off with one of my absolute favorites. It's kind of a, it takes a little time to get it going, but once you get it going and get it eaten, man, it's awesome. I like tri-tip. As we all know, I like tri-tip. And everything in my house starts on the grill. And so what I get is that I marinate my tri-tip. Basically, my marinate is I like the Montreal seasoning from McCormick's. And Worcestershire, and that's it. And I put that, you know, I rub it all down.
You have a liquid, and you have a multi-spice rub.
Right. Just rub it all down, you know, try to get it all over it, stuff it in a bag, get all the air out of it. You can put it in overnight if you want to, but, you know, 1 to 4 hours, you're probably, you know, in good shape. Get your grill loaded up. You know, it takes about 20 minutes to get the grill ready, good and hot. And then you grill. And I like mine medium rare, about 135. That's when I pull it off, and generally 35 to 50 minutes, depending on how cold it is out. If it's a 50-degree day, it's probably 30 minutes. If it's minus 50-degree day, well, you know, it's probably an hour.
Like next week. Like next week, yeah. or last year. All last year.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, anyway, I like to trim my sandwich. That was what I call the garden trio. I like good crisp lettuce, nice red onion, and nice fresh tomatoes. And so what I do is I get a good roll from Freddy's. I get the hoagie rolls, you know, the long hoagie rolls. A little bit of mayo on there. And after I get, you know, after the tri-tip rests for, you know, you tend it for about 10 minutes. Less, and it makes it easier to cut and everything like that. I cut it nice and thin. And I put it on my hoagie, and I put provolone because I love provolone. I don't bother even, you know, melting the provolone on it because once you get it on there, it's all going to melt anyway. But once again, like you said, the hoagie rolls are very important. And I like the ones at Fred's. Fred's got a great selection. You can go over there and get them. If I can't get hoagie rolls, I go sourdough. And they have a brand over there called Rustic, which is great sourdough bread. So if you can't find a hoagie roll, you can always go sourdough.
That sounds like a wonderful sandwich.
Now, there's the only other thing I can add to that is don't forget your pickle. Need a big, crunchy pickle.
Yes, pickle.
And also a nice, crunchy potato chip. I like kettle chips.
Yes, there you go.
That's me. That's mine, man.
You know,
I'm with the pickle.
Well, interesting because, you know, I like pickles, too, and I like the potato chips on sandwiches.
Yeah.
And later on in the show, I'm going to show you something here.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah! But that's you'll have it during the break, and after the break, you'll say what you think of it.
Okay,
but we will get there. We're going to have some sandwiches later on here, Fairbanks, on the show. But one that I like to do is I like to take leftovers and make sandwiches out of them.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And you know how many times have you cooked up chicken, like chicken breast or a thigh of chicken?
Yeah.
So I like taking the chicken breast the next day or two later and then thin slicing it against the grain. And I like sourdough bread.
Yes.
I like sourdough bread. And what I'll do is I'll put the sourdough bread from this freezer into the microwave.
Yeah.
Heat it up for 30 seconds. Hit it with mustard, mayo, lettuce. Then I put on the thin slices of the chicken breast. And I put on a piece of provolone cheese. And then I put that back, that one slice that has everything on it of bread, back in the microwave. And I heat it for about 25 seconds just to get the cheese to start melting.
Yeah.
And to get everything else back uniform in a heat distribution.
There you go.
I pull it out. I put the top of the sourdough bread on. I cut it diagonally, and I enjoy that so immensely.
That sounds delicious.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, looking at this, what got me for this show was I was over at Fred Meyer's yesterday, and boy, they got a great sandwich section.
Oh, they do. They have an amazing sandwich selection.
Yeah. So we're going to have a few. I brought a few.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but Fairbanks, these are what I call your $7.99 meals. And a lot of these sandwiches are good for two.
Yeah.
Two meals.
Oh, they fill you up.
Yeah. I have the Ichiban flatbread, which is Ichiban chicken, Fontina cheese, with cilantro, crushed pineapple, sweet chili sauce, on a naan flatbread.
Mm. Ooh.
Now, yesterday they had this, but they didn't have it today because this is a limited time, but they had a spicy London broil wrap.
Ooh.
Yum.
Which is London broil roast beef, mild Swiss cheese, jalapeno, red onion, boar's head horseradish, lettuce, cream cheese on a tortilla.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, this is the one that I bought yesterday because it's me.
Yeah.
And I'm Italian, so therefore I do not discriminate against my island brethren. I bought the Sicilian Supreme. And that was made of honey maple turkey, provolone cheese, prosciutto, roasted red peppers, and a garlic spread on a ciabatta bread. You know, that thick.
Oh, yeah.
And that was all for $7.99.
There you go.
But they had all sorts of wraps, other sandwiches, and they'll even make you a sandwich if you want for the $7.99 there. And so I just looked at that, and I thought, well, I know what I'm having for dinner last night. And I had a wonderful Sicilian Supreme sandwich over there from Fred Meyer's.
They make a really great chicken club, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They have a good little shop there. I like their sandwiches. And that's at Fred's. Who would have thought?
I know. And
that's Fred Meyer. That's a grocery store. It's like they've got great, great, great sandwiches.
They do. And Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You're listening to the Fairbanks Foodies. I have Rob Hicks and Melissa Rock Candy. Burnett in the studio with me. I was going to say Hot Candy, but it's Rock Candy. And we'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember, with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and, of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden, or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back. Fairbanks, David Prue's in the studio here with Melissa Burnett, Rock Candy, otherwise known as, and Rob Hicks, my Philly fanatic. Now, during the break, I gave each of you a peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
I'm skeptical.
This was one that my grandfather always ate when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah.
And he was he came to America from Italy before the Depression, came through the Depression, became an American citizen by serving for the United States in World War I. And so he looked at things. He was an immigrant.
Uh-huh.
So he never wasted anything.
Right.
And this was his sandwich. And I always remember, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, I'd visit him, and this was the sandwich he'd make me. So please, try a bite. What do you think?
I love them.
It's on. Before. Fairbanks, this is peanut butter and pickle, just your creamy peanut butter on butter pickles on a very nice sourdough bread. But what I didn't put on here, but you hinted towards it,
mm-hmm.
Because this is from my grandfather. Love my grandfather. Potato chips. You put potato chips on this for that crunch and that salt.
I think that would make this good. I think that would be something.
We have a skeptic here right now.
I am very skeptical at the moment. I've taken a bite. I'm not a big fan of bread and butter pickles.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately, that's the very first thing that I notice is the pickle, because that's the one thing I don't like. So it protrudes in my head. And so it's hard for me to get past the pickle. But once you do, and you get to the peanut butter with the sourdough, with a crunch, I could do this. Mm-hmm. I could.
What do you think, Rob?
I love it, man.
No, tell me how you really think in three words or less. I love it, man.
No, I've been peanut butter pickle guy all my life.
Next, we are going to try a sandwich from Fred Meyer's. That was made. And this is the, which one is this? Oh, boy. I got so many sandwiches running around here.
We're like, well, we're not sure which one this is. This is a boar's head.
Yeah, this is the boar's head. This is the hot chicken sandwich with boar's head chicken, has the pineapple in it.
Oh, has the pineapple in it,
provolone
yeah.
cheese on the Nan flatbread. What do you think?
I like that Nan flatbread, man. That's good. Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
You know... It it's what I call a very delicate sandwich.
Yeah, I am. You know what? I'm digging this.
It's got a lot of layers, man. It's the
yeah. How often do you put pineapple on a sandwich?
Not very often.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the cilantro on there. That gives it a nice little extra layer there
with the provolone cheese and the thin slice of the chicken.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh yeah.
It's very, and the cilantro is not overpowering.
Right.
It works, and the pineapple works.
Yeah, that it does. That it does.
As long as it's not pizza, because pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Yes, it does. I know.
Boy, I've had that argument many times.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I'm a fan.
This is the Ikebon flatbread.
Oh, is it Ikebon?
Yep, this is the Ikebon flatbread. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It has a little bit of must, you know, from that cilantro, how it goes in there. Yeah. This next one,
he's making us full.
Yep. This is the hot chicken. This is on a French roll with pickle.
I see that.
Sliced turkey. You have the Colby Jack cheese. Then you have a nice cream spread of cilantro, spices, mustard. You know, so this is a good layered sub.
Oh, that's got a kick.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a kick.
What's the sauce?
It's a cilantro sauce.
Delicious.
And then that pickle in there. The right style, texture. You get heat from the sauce. You probably have some, I'd say, spicy mustard, some horseradish, some pepper.
I'd go dill on the pickle.
But...
the sweet
works too. This is a sandwich. I cut it into thirds. Three of us are sharing it. It's $7.99 at Fred Meyer's.
That's a really good sandwich.
Then we have the final one.
Wow. One more?
Yes. One more.
Oh, that's a nice crispy.
Whoa. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And this is the turkey brie baguette.
Oh.
So you have turkey brie baguette. I didn't have time to. This is one I'd microwave for about 30 seconds. So get that brie a little bit.
And the bread softer.
Soft, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I didn't have time. But boy, turkey. This is a butter spread on it, too.
Hmm. You know, I love baguettes, but you're right.
Yeah.
They can be pretty crunchy.
Yeah, pretty crunchy, tough.
Yeah. This is a good one. This is a really good one.
I like this baguette.
Yeah, yeah. So, three incredible three good sandwiches. I'm not saying incredible. Three easy sandwiches over Fred Meyer's. When you're doing your shopping, like I was doing yesterday, got to buy dog food for the for the Dalmatian.
Yeah.
I'm merely the human. It's all about him. But I saw the sandwiches there, so I had to get the Sicilian, and I thought I'd come back there and get these sandwiches for us to try. Expose the Fairbanks.
Yeah.
But Fairbanks has so many good sandwich shops.
They really do.
Melissa, what are some that you like?
Oh, one of my favorites. I know it's not necessarily local, but I like Firehouse. They've got really good sandwiches there. I also like the Garden Island place. Oh, man, their sandwiches are bomb. And they always give you a pickle. Always. You always get a pickle. That's my favorite part. It's important to have the pickle.
Remember, lower management here at the radio station, you want to treat upper management well, that's Melissa. Get her a pickle with a sandwich. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Pickles make me happy. But, you know, though, their breads are great. Their sandwiches are great. And the people who work there, like, they also will create you anything you want.
They will.
Anything you want. They will make it for you. You want to do whatever you do. It's great. I love that place.
My two favorite sandwiches are, one is the on Thursdays, they have the French dip.
Oh yeah!
Only on Thursdays,
and it's hard to get.
if you're there by 12:30, it's gone.
Yeah,
be there
by 11.
Yeah, 11 to 12:30, it's gone. You know, it's just wonderful. And then they have this chicken salad sandwich, and they call it the famous grouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that on sourdough bread.
Oh, there you go.
The French dip is on your French bread or your roll, and it comes with provolone cheese. Again, provolone cheese.
You and
they
provolone.
They got that au jus to dip it in.
Yep.
Then the famous grouse, it is purely a wonderful chicken salad sandwich with lettuce, provolone cheese, and it's big. That's a two-day sandwich. Yeah. That's a two-day sandwich. Rob, where do you like to get a sandwich at?
I think right now my number one is Friar Tuck's. Really enjoyed our sandwiches over there. Fresh rolls, man. Love them. I like them, and I like the Blue Roof makes a really good sandwiches. They make even better wraps. I like their wraps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue Roof, they make some good food over there.
Hmm.
You ever been over there?
A couple times.
Yeah.
That's had Carla on the show here as the owner of the Blue Roof, and she's
I've not been there, but I keep seeing amazing pictures of their food, and I got to get there because,
good stuff.
Good stuff.
We have the Super Bowl coming up.
Yes, we do.
What are you making?
I'm making my sliders, and I'm probably going to make some chicken, too. I always usually do, like, drumsticks or something like that, fry them up. Yeah.
How many people are going to be over at your house?
Oh, not very many. It'll be me and my in-laws, my sister-in-law and her boyfriend, and my nephew. We keep it family. We don't invite many people.
What do they bring?
She actually makes everything. She makes the side. She does.
Yeah, she's Rock Candy's the smartest person in this radio booth.
Exactly. She makes everything. Actually, she makes this chip dip that's really great. I can't say what we call it because it's not appropriate for the air, but it's good.
Is it an acronym of chip or sound a lot like chip?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's really good.
Stuff.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we call it, the really good stuff.
Rob, what are you making, i.e., what are you making me for Super Bowl?
You know, I'm still up in the air on that one. I haven't quite pinned it down yet. Still have, what, 11 days? 10, 11 days left to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll figure something out, but it's, you know, maybe it'll start on the grill.
What's in your mind? What's in your mind?
Something on the grill. I'm thinking I got a couple ideas. Either a pork tenderloin type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want to do the tri-tip again. We did tri-tip last time. But like I said, I'm still working on it.
You know, those people from Philly, you can't push them.
You can't push them. No,
and,
you can't.
And you let the artiste come out.
That's right.
East Coast, man. You got to leave them alone.
Yeah. I like my body parts where they're at.
Exactly. Leave the East Coasters alone. They know people.
You know, there are certain things that must haves, and you got to have chicken wings on.
Yeah. Got to.
You got to have chicken wings.
Got to have.
We're going to have some of them over.
Got to have chips. Got to have dip. Got to have, you know.
Yeah, beer. Yeah. And, yeah.
Lots of beer.
How much beer?
Lots of beer. We're watching Tom Brady again. We got to have lots of beer. I really thought we'd get rid of him. I'm just saying.
Okay, who's going to win the game?
The other side, the Chiefs.
Chiefs. Yeah.
You know, I always go for the underdog.
Oh, he's a Brady fan.
No, I'm not. I was always, the Dallas Cowboys aren't in it, I go for the underdog.
Yep.
And it's only been 25 years since my team's been in it.
I was
going to
say, it's been a while.
I just don't see anybody beating the Chiefs. You know, if they start off slow and you score some on them, all they do is get madder and score more on you.
Exactly. And Patrick Mahomes is a beast.
Don't wake up the sleeping giants.
Yes, exactly.
But it seems like the Super Bowl is an American holiday for food.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's an American holiday for food.
Eat.
Yeah. Do you make what's in the chip dip?
It's Velveeta cheese and...
In the microwave, yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, no?
No, she does in the crock pot.
Okay. And, melted anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and like it's got like taco meat and I don't know what else she puts in it because I don't make it, but it's delicious.
Ooh.
Yeah. It sounds like... What's the one you get with the Rotel? You know,
yeah, Rotel, I think it's the Rotel chilies.
Rotel,
and yeah.
You get some ground beef in there.
Yep. Yeah, it's delicious.
Now, next month I've thought of something for us. This is what we're going to do. We get together once a month, right?
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to go into the different stores, and you're going to do it for two people. You're going to do it for four people. I'll do it for a party.
Okay.
You're going to go in, and you're going to buy a meal. You're going to fix a meal, and the only thing you can do from the food is just reheat it. You can't add a spice. You have to make a meal from store-bought stuff. You can add it to bread, but you can't make sandwiches. I mean, you have to make a meal.
Cool.
And you're going to say what it is, how you fed, what they liked, how much it cost. We're doing meals that, in today's busy world, that you can make real fast. So you buy all the ingredients from a store and just heat it up.
There you go.
That's Rob, easy. Can you do that?
I can't do that, but you know I'm retired, man. I like to do things slow these days.
Rock Candy, can you do that?
I can do that. I'm all about quick.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Melissa, Rob, thank you very much for being here, and we'll see you next week and enjoy your weekend.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.